So welcome to the April 3rd meeting of the Runtime Config DB project. So let's see. In R6, they're into RC0 now, and we're due to give, we need to give RC0 status. Things we need to check probably with Sandeep. So all the projects are due to give RC0 status. The milestone checkpoint. So you have to give green, yellow or whatever. Joanne and I gave. Market is, well, we think it's green. I didn't change the status yet, but I wrote that we need to check with Sandeep. So, okay. Jan, do you know if Sandeep ever gave a presentation to CCSDK?
No. Let me set a quick call with him, maybe next Monday.
Okay.
So we can get a closure on this, yeah.
So I think CCSDK all along was expecting a presentation from Sandeep about what we would be doing, right?
So so CCSDK, you mean the
Yuri?
Oh, from Yuri. Oh, okay. Maybe we can pull the button. We can put the both of them together. We got one together. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that'd be good. Yeah. Okay. So I've attended the TSC call like 2 weeks. Every week, but we haven't been able to get a slot in there because they're. Desperately trying to close out M4, which I think they did last week, as far as I know. But I could only attend the first hour, and then I have to go to the 5G call. So let me see. So let me just try to categorize some of these. We put some open items yet on performance in our in the project proposal. I think we said some life cycle state things were still open. Let me see. Life cycle state. Oh, maybe we didn't know what this incubation meant. Okay, we need to schedule with the TSC, which I've tried to do, but haven't been successful yet. And I've gone to the meeting also and just haven't even been able to get a word in edgewise. Okay, for an R7 proposal, we've actually got that done already. So this is kind of done in the we have presented at the here. We made this presentation for the project for R7, so that's good. Oh, okay. Actually, this is something a little different. So the this virtual meeting happening, we'll go over that in a second here. So Tony last time noticed that there's like a peer review process in the ONAP projects page, which, what does that exactly mean? We're not sure. So submitted for peer review and TSC approval. Maybe I can ask Kenny and see what he thinks about that.
Yeah, it's probably worth asking Kenny because I got mixed understanding of this. It seems to be the presentation to the architecture committee, but as to whether or not what we have presented last September to the architecture committee is what we have now, or if it's the drift or difference, it's a little bit, you know, it is different.
Yeah, a little bit more. Yeah. Sure.
So sure. Has that had peer review? No. So I'm getting mixed as to whether or not you could say we have had peer review completed.
Okay, great. All right.
So Ben, can you clarify what's next step? So we need
our next step, number one, is to this peer review thing. We need to find out what this is. I think this peer review, I don't know what this is exactly. If you go to that link, it says submitted for peer review. And then number two, TSC review. So it looks like there's two things we need to do, right? So I'm not exactly sure what this peer review thing is, and we should find out. I met with Chakra yesterday. I should have probably asked him, but we can. It's easier, much easier, to make a presentation on the architecture subcommittee, because actually I usually speak. I'm given a chance to speak at the architecture subcommittee every week, so I think that we have a chance to do. They're not quite as packed as the TSC. The TSC, however, is much harder, I think, to get a slot on. So I'll send a meeting message to both Chakra and TSC and Kenny to see if what they mean by a peer review is what they really mean.
Peer review.
Yeah. Okay. So let me show you about this virtual meeting thing, because at least we have some control over. So I had sent Joanne a message yesterday already about some of the updates here. Let's see if Kim joined. And all right. So there's a virtual presentation subcommittee meeting happening on April 21 and 23, and there are lots of presentations already being proposed. Let me just copy this for everybody here. I'll put this in the chat right now so you can follow along if you want. To everyone. Okay, so if you click on this virtual technical event, you'll see that it's scheduled for April 21 to 23. And there's quite a number of presentations already, like 13 presentations. And we're part of this 5G PNF, 5G and PNF use case team presentation, as is Zoo's PNF software update and upgrade, and you know, updates for plug and play and pre-onboarding and so forth. So there's some 5G use cases, specific 5G use cases for BulkPM. LPM dictionary got removed actually, so OFSON PCI. Network slicing, service modeling definition, data persistency, licensing management, ORAN harmonization, 5G NRM, and then there's the PNF use cases. For pre-onboarding, onboarding, plug and play, and PNF software upgrade. So for our project here, you're familiar with this picture. So R7, I tried to kind of take the what we've been talking about here. And instead of putting this thing here, I tried to just sort of look, read through this and describe kind of in words what we think we might need here. So one of the new, obviously one of the new big things is to, we're asking for a new platform, new platform component, and here's our project proposal. So for step zero, we're saying we want to set up a Yang model and schema design and setup. So that's kind of here. Netcomp path PNF through Netcomp database, that's kind of through here. So this CM notify might change a little bit. There's some 3GPP best message updates that are happening, but essentially this standard defines CM best event. This is the best listener update in order to receive that event. And then the DMAP to publish on that CM event. That's these steps here. And then mapping, and then new development for independent component, and then API updates. Should probably mention the API updates here somewhere. Maybe just put a new row for the database. And then ANI element sync, meaning like if new PNF comes in, is add or delete, and the initial sync, initial get all to set up the database. Any comments on this? This is kind of trying to summarize what we're doing in R7. So anyway, that there's a number of presentations you should be able to attend, obviously this attend virtually, and if you have other separate presentations, you can, major topics you can add. I think most of the requirements and use cases are getting bundled into, a couple of presentations. So if you have individual requirements, I think Ala has a slot to talk about all of the individual proposed requirements in here. So I suspect she'll probably quickly talk about all of the requirements in being proposed in R7. We've got also a slot for specifically for 5G and PNF. Proposal, descriptions, and then there's a bunch of other stuff. I don't know if there's any other topics that are would be interesting to talk about here. Okay, any questions on that? All right, so for R7, I think we're good here. Last time we were talking about the name, and we'll come to that in a second.
Let's don't talk about the name. Let's talk about, I think maybe a good idea to talk about how can we implement this project, maybe even better off, right? So otherwise, you go to the architecture meeting, right? How can we, what we can do? Maybe what do you say who can, which company going to, what effort we're going to be implemented will be, right? So I can get into the Sandeep in place. The time frame in the Guilin release, how much we can do?
Okay.
What do you think?
So We can go over all the other things we need to go over. Let me see. So for Guilin development, which is what you're talking about here, I did find out there is going to be, so the VEST 7.1.1 got baselined. And there is going to be a new version being opened up. So the current R6 VEST 7.1.1 is now baselined under these things here. And Zhu, just so you know, you made a comment about the normative text, the must, may, shall, and should, and Marge raised that point to Trevor, by the way. So I'm not sure what he did with it, but I know she raised the point she told me yesterday. So so in R7, there should be a VEST 7.2 review being opened up for new updates to the VEST listener. And that should include the CM notification or CM, you know, VEST event that we care about. So that's not so much an action as much as we just need to, watch for. It's not something we need to do, but we need to participate in that review. We should probably participate in the review. But it won't happen for, I think, for a little while. So, but I heard yesterday that this is a review that's going to happen that, of course, we care about because of this event, CM this event that we'll be using. Okay, so Marge had also mentioned there's an SA5 change to the comment header. I was just on a meeting about this this week as well. So there was a follow-up call, there is a presentation being made on Monday, April 6th. So let me see if I can simplify this a little bit. So there's a VEST common header update to align with 3UPP SA5, and it's being looked at by a number of people, Nokia, AT&T, and Ericsson, Orange are all involved. So there is actually a presentation that is being worked for Monday. It will be given on Monday, 2 p.m. UTC time. So that's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Vimal, Cormac, Damien, I guess a number of people have put together that presentation. So this is going to be on Ala's call. So if you're interested in that, you should probably try to attend. Okay, and
so will be the.
This is under the harmonization. Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Will be 10 o'clock, right? Monday, right?
That's right for you. Yeah, for 2 p.m. UTC, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So this is the ONAP ORAN harmonization use case. It's going to be put into here in the. It's going to be put into here under the. Under the R7 proposals, but Marge wanted to present first at the call. she has also requested to present first, so she'll be promptly the first presentation to go. She has slides, I know, that she's working on.
So Ben, that's a question on this one. So this harmonization is just trying to define this VAS spec, right?
Yeah, right.
So what about the implementation? The CM notification implementation is going to be in parallel with the VAS spec?
Yes, correct.
New version? Okay,
right.
So we don't wait for the VAS spec to be ready.
That's right. So the VAS spec is, you'll see the presentation, but I believe it's changing the name of the CM notify, I think. So it's no longer going to be called CM notify. I think it's standard defined event. But the implementation should go in parallel with once the proposal has been accepted and we're aligned and we understand what we want to do, it will happen parallel with the spec definition. It's really just, I believe from what I understand, it's pretty simple. So basically it's just a two fields changed in the header. That's the main change. There's a standard defined topic essentially that the message sends, and then a namespace that Ericsson wanted for the one of the four possible categories so that it can be properly mapped onto DMAP. But yeah, to answer your question, that I believe the Nokia team is planning to implement that for use by everybody.
So the specification already in place will be R7 Vice 7.2. That's based on, right? So the nothing to do with the WePro, just basically notification between WePro and the Nokia. We use the old Nokia. The WePro one will be just basically for the exercise purpose for the some use case basically, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So okay. R6, they're using 7.1.1, which does not have any CM anything in it. And 7.2 is supposed to, in R7, which will have the updates for this new CM event, will happen in the R7 timeframe. So obviously, it won't be baseline, though, before April 22, right? It's going to take probably some months for it to be baseline. And that's what Zhu is asking. Well, if it takes some months for it to be baseline, what are it going to be into M2, M3 by that time for R7? So if it were ready right now, of course, then it would fit, because the M0 timeframe is maybe, late April or early March. So March 6 is the, I believe the M0, unless it gets delayed, unless R6 gets delayed. But right now, M0 for R7 is supposed to be May 6, which means that, of course, it would be nice if the VEST 7.2 were already up to date at that time. Okay, but I don't think it is.
One more question. So this SAM notification is going to be generic SAM notification, mm-hmm. right?
Yes,
it's not tied to any use case.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So okay. Yeah. So it's going to be the domain is this called the standards defined domain, and I forgot the namespace. Something like 3GPP CM CM something. But basically, between the domain and the namespace, it's the equivalent of CM notify. Basically, so so that's going to be implemented. We'll propose that. So Marge is going to propose that after she makes the presentation on Monday. She'll add to the R7 content, and that'll be a new thing in here. So that we'll use. Okay, so this we do need to ask the TSC. I mean, this is kind of something already up here. We don't need it in two places. Yeah, so I'll just delete it from here because we don't need it. It's in two places. But we do need to eventually get a slot somewhere on the TSC, maybe after they're past the M4 RC0 thing. Okay.
So Ben, just one more thing. I just want to confirm. So the specification, right, just based on 7.2, even not stable, then the next step, say basically the topic, you do the topic post to the DMAP, that you stop just for this flow, right? Basically, right?
Right, exactly. So okay. This CM notify, there's three pieces to it, right? So these, there'll be some simulator. Nokia will have a simulator, and WePro will also have a simulator, but they're gonna simulate this standards defined CM event. And this worked for the update of the VEST collector software and processing publishing. All of these will be tested and integrated in R7, that's the idea. And that's what Marge will add on after she makes a presentation on Monday. So I think her presentation is mostly going to talk about this 3GPP standards SA5 work that happened in the past 2 months. which introduces this event. So yeah. So I think that'll be obviously something that's very important to us. And you should be able to follow along So the Garrett reviews here. So there have been, you can see here the Garrett reviews for the VES event listeners stuff. And also for R6, actually, we need to update the documentation. So we didn't write that down here yet. Okay, so we need to update the read the docs. I got a new computer, so I need to reset up all this stuff. But basically, if you go into the software, repo resources and repositories, this is where all of the repos are for ONAP. And then if you go to integration here, if you click on integration project, and if you click on branches, and then if you click on master, then if you click on tree, and then if you go into docs here, you'll see all the RST files. So we need to make a new RST file basically for our project. And so we need to open up a Jira ticket, and then you have to set up Git, which I've done on my PC now. Let's see if I can find it here. So the problem is you need to install the, so I think it's like Git review. But I tried to install it and it didn't work because the problem is the problem is that the, I'm having a path problem right now. So I just added to my path, but it didn't catch. So, oh wait, it is there, Python scripts. That's interesting, it wasn't there yesterday. So anyway, I had a problem because the pip is in these Python scripts directory. So I'll give that a try later, I won't do it here. But basically you need to set up the Garrett review stuff and then open up a Jira ticket and maybe join. We don't need to use everybody's time here. Maybe you and I can meet later on Monday.
Okay.
And I'll let you know where I am. And I know Zoo's already done this before too. So I'll see how far I can get with the notes that I have. And then if I get stuck, I'll contact Zoo or a group. And then you and I should meet on Monday. I'll just let you know where, how far I am. I can try to open up the Jira document ticket today. But anyway, I found out the directory. So it's, let's see. So there is a direct, here's the direct link to the thing here. Here's the direct link to the directory here. So if you go to this link, I'll just publish now so people can go to it. So if you look in the chat, you can follow along. In this link here is the direct link to this directory that I just navigated to. And if you look in the read the docs, you'll see the actual output of it. So all of, in the user guides and the verified use cases, you can see, and I think Zoom made some changes already for software upgrade. So you can see this is what it looks like. And then if you look at the software upgrade, you can look at it in plain text, for example. I think you just look at it like this too. So this is what the code looks like for the page. So that's interesting, Zoo. How did you get this image file in there? Is it
It's in the same folder.
Oh, it's in the same
folder. Yeah, under the file. Yeah.
I see. So you can just add files in here, just upload them or something, or how does that work?
That's correct, in the same submission.
Ah, I see, in the same submission. And then you just tell it what path you want the thing, the file in.
Yeah.
I see. And is the PNG just a screenshot or something, or a clipped?
It is just took from the wiki page. The wiki page, I have this slide attached as a picture.
I see. Okay, and then you just save the picture. Okay, got it. Okay, thanks. Zhu, did you want to? You've actually gone through all this recently, so I did this like 2 years ago, but I haven't. You know, it's been so long that I haven't done it in a long time. I need to go through my notes again. Did you have anything you want to add on how to on that?
The only thing I can give you is that they don't have a guidance at what you need to put there. So
yeah.
This basically what I did. I just put a very short description of what is a super upgrade does, and have a link to the test case to indicate what's the test case. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the other use case, some of the use case even include the instruction if you want to run a demo.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to include those function, those information, it's fine, but I think it's optional. It really depends what you want to put there.
Yeah. And did you have a Garrett review when you did this, or?
Yeah, you need to go through the Garrett review procedure.
Okay. And you have a Jira ticket, right, for this?
Yeah.
And
you need to open a Jira ticket on the integration.
Uh-huh.
Then you need to submit this Garrett submission and go through all the procedures, then eventually get merged.
I see. Okay. And who do you just invite people that are like, we would invite everybody here, right, for the review? Is that what you do?
Yeah. And yeah, you invite people who are interested in that, and also invite the PTL from
Morgan.
The integration team. Yeah, Morgan.
I see. Okay. And then, do we need to, for the Garrett itself, there's like a merge for,
The PTL will do the merge.
PTL does that. Okay. I see.
Yeah. You just need to do submission and try to get a plus one from the reviewer.
Uh-huh. I see.
Then the PTL will give you plus two, or committer will give you plus two. Then you can merge. Not you, but the someone in the project will do the merge.
I see. Okay. So when you have the content, does it look like this? And you just say this is the update that you would like to make. And the if there's a page there already, you just indicate what you want to update. Is that how it works?
I think in your case it's brand new use case, right?
Yeah, that's true. Right. Maybe it's easier.
So you need to create a new RST.
Yeah.
And just filling the contents.
Okay. Okay. And then there's a point about this which we closed, I think. We talked from Alessandro de Alessandro saying the vendor SP may have been an independent database. So I think we've added something into our project update. So I think we're good with this. So with this line here. Right. Okay, so that leaves us with the name thing. Is there any other thing that people want to talk about before we talk about that?
And also we need to confirm, let's say Sandeep has limited, in other words, he
bandwidth for
the deliver. R7 will be continuation, still like a configure DB. He may not have full capacity to do a lot of effort on this configure DB. So he may, you know, we have to think about how can we put the results together to get this done.
Yeah, right. Sure, and I think Tony and others have mentioned, or Bruno have mentioned, that they want to be involved as well. So we have to see what, you know, what level we can help out Sandeep or whatever. So
Yeah,
internally we're having discussions on exactly how and what we can do here, but we will be helping out, absolutely.
So Tony,
we're close, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay.
And Sandeep,
if you want to put me down, as something, either a contact or a tentative PTL at this stage, you can do this.
Sure. Okay.
Oh, so you want to be PTL? Okay, great. Okay.
No, I do not want to be PTL. I don't think I'm the right person to be PTL. But I know that that kind of thing is coming. But I do want to say that we are serious about this, and we will be looking at the space. So if you need to put someone down as a PTL in the short term, you can put my name down. Whether or not that actually gets ratified by the community is another question. But we will definitely want to work in this space.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And from AT&T, is it Sandeep is from? Is he from WePro?
Sandeep come from IBM.
IBM. Okay. Well, we obviously need to add his name. So those are the code level people I think that we know of, and
Eric Shen too. I put on.
Yeah. I mean, at least Tony and others, right? So, we, you know, we'll have others and, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought it was a resource allocation. Okay, guys, got it. Mm-hmm.
Resources and committers, yeah. So basically, you know, all the people on the call obviously are the people that are on the team that are involved and can give input and can do stuff as well. But, of course, there are people who will be actually doing the code contributions and stuff. So I think we have to identify too in the project who are the plus twos and plus ones and so forth. So I don't think we've done that yet. Let's see if I can go to
so the Tony like I say Ben, right? Tony and Sandeep, I'm sorry. Do they needed to get together? So why R6, R7? Or so I guess at this point, Tony, we needing waiting for your team proposal, right?
You broke up quite a bit there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Juan, I didn't quite catch what you said.
At this point, we just wait for your proposal, your team proposal, right? For the what you know your team could do for this effort. Then we can think that we have with it.
Yeah. I can't commit to that, but I do know it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, they're in discussion. I think just yet. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it always takes time.
Okay. Sure. Cool. So afterwards, then we can put a Sandeep. Let's see. We can just at least we can simulate the transition, right? Or how much you can do Sandeep could do too. Yeah. Great.
I'll put you as a primary contact, Tony, and if you want me to change it, we can change it later. So for the contributors and committers, I think for the actual committers, these like people actually committing and doing code. So who do we know? I think Sandeep for sure, right, Joanne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then potential Tony.
We can add you, Tony, if that's okay, or.
You can put me in now, but I don't think I'm going to be staying there forever.
Okay. If you want to change, we can change it later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Garrett ID. I think the Garrett ID is the same as your Linux Foundation ID. Okay. And Ireland is UTC minus, or it's just UTC, isn't it?
Yeah, at the moment it's just UTC.
Yeah. And then
we changed last weekend.
Right.
And the 18th.
So these are the committers who have the plus two or the who are the plus twos, and then table of contributors plus ones. I think probably everybody else, right? We should add, I think. That some, right? Everybody else on this list or that's interested should probably be a plus one. And we're missing Mikhail. Alan Mikhail is here. Melanie, Joanne, who's up there?
And the for guys, let me see who has ATD. Okay. He did a lot of the modeling.
But for contributors, yeah, it means software contributors.
Is it software contributors or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so maybe we shouldn't add people who. Okay.
Maybe you could start to think which company at least.
Yeah, okay. So these are just the other context than this just other context. Okay. So actual software contributors, I don't know who besides Sandeep and Tony or who else might be.
That's what Joanne was saying. As we get a little bit firmer in terms of, then we'll be able to understand the actual people who would be on that. But right now, I think it's maybe as Michaela said, just putting in companies at this stage. So
Okay. So Joanne, if you have a name, we can add here. We can do that.
Okay, I'll just pull it to right now to list coronavirus and the crazy. Okay, yeah, I'm fine name, yeah. Got his name.
Then a request from me, can you forward me on some of these meetings? I may not be able to attend because I appreciate they'll be very late at night.
Yeah, sure, of course. Person. Yeah, yeah. So I'll add people to the calls. So after this, I'll add people in calls.
So I get myself more into the loop.
Yeah,
I'll lean on you a little.
The TSC is on the 2 p.m. UTC time.
That one I know is no problem, and they are common. I attend regularly.
It's on Tuesday,
I mean, you were talking about a meeting earlier with Joanne.
Tony, so, I need an email from you. I do need to keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
So it's just Tony.
Try and get a little bit more in the loop.
I have your email. Okay, got it. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so Joanne, maybe if try to make it as close to in the morning as we can. My mornings are often very booked.
What is the Tony time zone?
He's in Ireland.
What is Tony?
UTC.
Oh, okay.
So he's 4 hours ahead of us right now. It's 12:46 there, yeah. So I can meet at noon at
13:45.
On Monday.
13:45 now.
Is it UTC plus one, of course? Maybe.
We're 13:45 now.
Okay, all right. So it's plus one. So Joanne, I think I can meet at 11 right after the use case call or the requirements call is at 11. I can meet at 11 if you want to make the call then, 11 Eastern, which would be 4 p.m. for Tony.
Okay.
Is that today or
Monday.
I try to find the time slot, Yuren, and find the Sandeep, and then we can just talk. Just
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, it can be very early if you want. I can meet at 6 a.m. or 7 a.m. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So we have to eventually somehow come to the name resolution. I don't know how we want to do that. Maybe everybody has a say, or it on the thing, or we vote, or I think the main two proposals are just data persistence service and the runtime config DB are the two main, I think, proposals. It really kind of boils down to whether we want the word service or database, I think, in the name. So. And I think there's, good points on both sides. There's for calling it the config.db or runtime DB. I mean, people have already been using it, so there's this sort of name inertia behind it. And it does refer to the contents it'll hold. calling a data persistency service, that also kind of points to what it is doing as well. It's persisting data over time. Some people have made the point that it's configuration information and is just some of the information that it can hold. That to have a historical information and current information in the database will eventually require more than just one database. And for me, also, the word database is something that is within the service. It's a function. The function itself is that you're providing data persistency, kind of like how an engine inside of a car, the car itself is providing vehicular motion, right? So,
Ben, just a suggestion, and I don't know whether to take it seriously or not myself. I think it's a bit of a compromise. It may be a compromise too far, but a configuration and persistency service.
Sorry, I didn't hear what you were saying.
Configuration and persistency service.
Oh, configuration and persistency service. Yeah.
I'm looking to try and compromise so that both sides of the discussion, as you say, both arguments for what it is versus what it's doing.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Is it included what we were mentioning also about the notion of state that we all want
so,
to
right.
So I would say that falls under persistency, but
yeah, I think that it is. And also the current architecture, right, with the state, right? I mean, the architecture right now, we intentionally we should put the operation parameter in the architecture. That's the next step. Like I say, we need to put the policy in. We haven't put that in yet. So I understand that used to be the first place that we say we want to put the A1 interface, you know, like, you know, down hole, put the A1 interface to configure DB. Since we are not ready, so I don't know where he's going to put into, but eventually we still need to put the A1 interface into the configure DB, because that will be a lot of the power, a lot of, in other words, it will be much useful for this, you know, this configuration database.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with configuration persistency service if you are, Joanne. If everybody on the call is okay with this, we can go with that.
I'm okay.
There's nobody from England around, so we're probably okay, because that would be the Crown Prosecution Service.
Yeah. Oh, the CPS, yeah. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the point, maybe the thing when we are talking about storing information relative also to the state is that maybe we don't see it appearing from it, but yeah, that's my the point I would like to bring for the really the state and all the operational information.
Right. So, I mean, that's the, you know, state is definitely like operational information.
Network state operational.
Right. And I think the, and there's, if Joanne may eventually be leading the network, you know, like topology type information. So, but there's a lot of things that will eventually go into the database. And I mean, outside of the word runtime does capture, it's one common thing that all of these things share. But outside of that, I mean, policy is very specific, topology, state information, operational information, network information, configuration information, service, and, you know, non-inventory information. There's no, unless you guys can think of one good word to describe all this stuff. And operational is not bad either. I mean, this is all kind of operational word as well. So, I mean, I would be okay if people want to call it operational persistence service or runtime persistence service. I'm okay with configuration persistence service also. So, if people have other thoughts, I mean, for me, state isn't, you know, state information is runtime information. It's also operational information. Configuration information is operational and runtime information, the way we're using it. So the two sort of super adjectives, I would say, are maybe operational and runtime. Those are, those two adjectives describe all these other things, right?
Yeah, I think the configuration is fine. I'm trying to say so far we don't put a lot, we don't even have an operation parameter in our, the in the current architecture defined.
Yeah.
We haven't put a operation information in the configuration yet, at least the current defined. That's what I'm trying to say. It may be later on, but at least the current data flow, they didn't flow into operation parameter into ConfigureDB yet.
Yeah, but we're trying to name the thing over time, right? We're not going to change the name later when we do put operational information in, right?
No,
and we are also hoping, we're also aiming to have this as something that's model-driven, even in the presentation you showed earlier on for Guilin, part of it was beginning the loading of the Yang schemata. So we're aiming to have this as a service that will persist any data for any purpose.
Correct.
Starting with the use cases that we have, which are primarily configuration, but not excluding the state information that our colleagues in I think it was Dell, are looking for.
Yeah.
So, oh, was it Orange? I wasn't sure. My apologies if I got the company wrong. So over time, we want to go towards persistency in general.
Sure.
But we're starting with configuration. So
I think configuration persistency, I think that's a compromise. I think that's fine. I think it truly represents database. But yeah, I think that's, I'm okay.
Because exactly, let's say one of the use case we are right now, we are monitoring a network interface, and let's say the status of the interface, if it's up and or down, is something that we want to keep track as a state and as a current state, and it's not really configuration, but we want to keep track this kind of information, and that does not really configuration, and we are considering more as a state of the network for this, and on the long term that's some kind of data that maybe we want to keep tracking in the database.
I think the ambition, go ahead Joanne,
that's a maintenance database that's a link down, link up. It's something then you from link down, link up, then you can to trace down. If this underlying issue, it is come from the, like say alarm ticketing, then it come from, this could be configuration. Now, right now we come from Yen model, purely configuration come to Yen position, put into database. This is, database will be synced up with the network. Whatever network change, it will be represent. That's our original proposal. If later on we want to put a parameter operation, we can put in, but primarily this is a configuration elements information, that network elements information put into network represent in the database. That's the original, that's what we are, try to accomplish about it, right?
And the other choice is something like runtime persistency service or operational persistency service. Bruno, what are you suggesting to put state? I mean, I think we can't add all these adjectives. It's too many to add, right? Are you suggesting something? Like the word configuration is bothering you, I sense. So
it's included. It's included, and it's part, one part, but not all the parts. So
Maybe the persistency part is, I mean,
operational part also makes sense. Operational part makes sense to me also. Operational persistency.
So I'm okay with either of these names.
I'm okay as well.
Joanne, I think you want this name, right? And Bruno would rather prefer this name. And I'm Michaela or Melanie, do you have an opinion? Or Zoo?
If we want to have configuration and operation both in the scope, then the data persistent is more generic.
What's going on? Well, obviously, I'm okay with any of these three names. So, and Michaela, do you have an opinion?
I was trying to elaborate difference between configuration and operation. I don't know, Bruno. Why do you think a configuration is not covering? What do you think is missing if we call all configuration persistency? You're losing. What do you lose?
Losing the ability maybe to include any additional data that is not purely configuration, like maybe that information that is more, let's say, more representing the state of the service, like you mentioned, like interface up or down, and probably also Munir described other use cases last week that are not purely configuration. So if we want to think wider and on more long term, maybe this kind of information also we want to keep track of it, and that's the only thing.
Yeah, I think Bruno, that's kind of why myself and Ben were leaning towards data persistency in the long term, because it covers a much wider area. But there was massive Joanne big objections because of where it's coming from and what it's currently used for, and the operational side of things to actually have the word configuration in the name. So that's why I made the compromise to leave persistency in there, because persistency covers state or policies or whatever else is actually required to be persisted as being the common attribute of what we're trying to achieve. Configuration just being one aspect of that, but put it in the name to preserve its link with where it's coming from. So I don't think it precludes what we're building from the description, does not in any way preclude the persistency of the state information.
Okay. So we've kind of run out of time. Thank you everybody for attending. I think we've made some progress. I'm okay with any of these three names. So let's talk about it some more next week.
So okay. But like that's one thing, right?
Yeah.
We need to consider, because this ONAP, we need to say the sun use case and the spatial sun use case and the slicing, they both depend heavily depend on this configure DB. So we need to have, because we need to, this is they are using.
Sure.
If we don't develop it, they're going to use something else.
Yeah.
For sure, Johan, this is my view. I don't think the name is so critical for your dependency. It can be a generic name. Most important is the scope. Under the name, we need to define the scope. If the scope meets your requirement, I think it should be safe for you. I don't see a problem that the name
That's why I don't want to put the name. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, let's don't put too much time.
Put too much time in the name today, so I think we're good. Okay, thank you everybody for joining. And we'll talk next week. And So Joanne, maybe just invite everybody on this call to the Monday meeting. Again, you know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., I think 8 a.m. might even be okay. Yeah, 8 a.m.
Okay.
or
All
11, right. any of those times are okay because we have European colleagues too, so try to make in the morning. Okay, thank you everybody. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.